Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This set is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Keller Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echo Lake stations wishing to check in at this time?
KC2NBU, just a quick in and out.
Okay, KC2NBU, Ray, quick in and out. Thanks for checking in. We're hearing you here just fine. All right, I can see, I just popped up my Echo Link screen here, so I see you're the only one there on Echo Link, so we'll move on to regular members and guests.
N2OIQ, giving Jeff.
KC2WI.
WAQU.
KC2YXN.
All right, there's, let's see, there's four more. Start at the top with N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. This is N2OIQ. Good evening to everybody else and not this evening. There ain't too much going on, just watching TV. And today was kind of a quiet day. It was too cold to do anything else. But there was a lot of sun out there today. But I had a high of 12 today. And a little bit of wind out there, so it made it a little bit cooler than 12 degrees, and at present temperature right now, I got minus 14 right now, and that's the low for the last 24 hours, minus 14. I think this morning when I got up, I think it was minus 4, so about minus 14 beats that by far. But anyways, one day wasn't too bad of a day, like I say, and didn't do a whole lot. Just kind of stay while it was warm, and I took my mother's mail up to her and stuff. She don't get out when it's in this kind of weather. So, anyway, so I did that and chatted her for a little bit and then come back home and stay where it was warm. So, anyway, tomorrow I'm going to get my hair cut in the morning, sometime around the morning. Then I got to help walk the kids for religious training tomorrow from the school in Glenville to the Catholic Church in Glenville. It's about, I don't know, about a quarter mile maybe or so, or a half a mile. It's one way, but if it's too cold, then we'll walk them. So we haven't walked the kids in a few weeks, quite a few weeks, between sickness and cold weather. And you know, last week they had no school, so that was another week we didn't walk them. But anyways, then tomorrow night, meeting down here at the Fire Hall in Glenville, the Lewis County Fire Police Association. So, okay, back to you, and have a good evening, Jeff, and we'll talk to you later, and to IQ Clara.
All right, Dan, well, stay warm up there, and it is definitely a chilly. We're not as cold as you are. We have a minus 9 here at the house, so but it's cooling down fast. Got the toilet stove cranked right up, and I don't know if somebody picked up the net last night or not. I didn't check the recording nets, but if anybody did, I appreciate it. I just after shoveling off the roofs and everything yesterday, by the time 8 o'clock rolled around, I was pretty beat and I had enough. So so if anybody picked it up last night, I appreciate it. And all right, let's see, we'll move on to KC2WI. Pete, good evening, what's up?
KC2WI, well, I don't know what it is here. Maybe it's minus 10. I'm in the front of the house, so I can't see. It's pretty cold. and well, I'm fighting Windows 8 and EFI formatted disk problems. I guess maybe as much as I've read about it and think I understand it, there's something that is different. I don't get it. Just I had a disk that I cloned temporarily to test in another computer, Windows 8. I cloned the original disk and made a copy of it. Now I'm trying to use its brand new drive, basically. I want to use that to replace a failing drive at another computer, and the other computer doesn't want to, the recovery disks don't want to use it, and so I said, well, I'm going to maybe have to manually delete the partitions, and by golly, my Windows Vista machine here doesn't want to touch the EFI partition. I don't know why, it's just the partition. Even my Linux-based Gparted doesn't want to do it, so I don't know. Leave it to Microsoft to come up with a system that is more difficult. Other than that, I guess not too much else going on here. KC2WI.
Well, I don't know. I've never run across that before. I guess if all else failed, I'd try to actually install some version of Windows on that drive. And there's usually a prompt in there, do you want to partition this drive, and see if that process works. Say yes and let it go ahead and partition the drive. And then at some point during the process, you can just stop the installation process and then go back and try to repartition it with something else. I don't know. That's a tricky one. It's been a while since I've had to deal with anything like that. So, all right. Well, thanks, Pete, for checking in, and good luck with that. I know how it goes. It's frustrating and takes a while. So, all right. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and computers. Boy, that's one thing, you know, they come out with various versions of operating systems, but they always, I'm always thinking they're always in the beta version. Everybody fixes them, and they have chat groups. But anyways, I'm part of a beta test group for Envision. They do barcode scanners and things, and every time I download something, it seems like they fix one thing, and then something else goes haywire. And so then he spent a lot of time trying to get that straightened out. Try to reach the platform now where everything seems to be relatively quiet, so they may release this version that we've been testing to the public, but we'll see how it goes. But for a while, every day I'd go up and it would be a new firmware revision or something. And I'd go, oh no, not again. Anyways, enough of that. Got a lot of wood in the stove, and glad I brought a lot of wood in on Friday. Been working our way through it, but it's nice and comfortable in here. I think they added snow on the roof to add like a little bit of insulation. So the furnace hasn't been on, although it can go on if it gets cold enough, but we've been lucky enough to not have to do that. So had a good weekend. Played a lot of music Saturday and Sunday morning. Listened to that. Enjoyed that. Nice. Enjoying the stereo and being inside when you didn't have to be outside. We were out a little bit this morning, and boy, the wind was just ripping out there. It was cold. I feel bad for all the kids that got to go to school. I don't know if they'll have any delays tomorrow, but anyone that's got to stand out for the bus, I guess, got to really bundle up. Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us here this evening. WA2.
KD2AIT, Friday. John, did you... Did you guys get up to your camp yet?
We walked over there about 2 weeks ago. We snowshoed over, and I don't know. We did get there, but we only stayed there a little while and came back. The snow was so deep. I had boots that were way too heavy, and the snow was building up on top of the snowshoes. So we have made it over there, but it was a it was a work and effort. So, but you know, we missed the January fall where we could make a trail. So hopefully we'll get over there again before the spring. It's not that far away, but boy, it's a chore to get to it. Thanks, WATU.
Roger that. I know exactly what you mean. We went in, we snowshoed in Saturday to my camp there, and fortunately, Clint's daughter and son-in-law there, they look like they snowshoed in the day before, so they you know, built that trail for us, at least 90% of it anyway. But it was still, it was about a mile, so it was still a pretty good workout anyway. I hear you. We went up and got the snow off the roof there. We, you know, just basically got the wood stove going for a couple hours and it all slid off. So, all right. Thanks for checking in. And let's see. We'll move on down to the other room and talk to KC2YXN. Kathy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KC2YXN, good evening, Jeff and Pete and all others who are joining us this evening. Yep, we got cold temperatures. But got some sun shining, and I'm having a blast going through my seed catalogs. That's from February on. That's what keeps me going. So just dying to felines, and kind of hunkering down for the evening. So back to you, Jeff, KC2YXN.
All right, Kathy, it is getting about that time. You got to start looking into it. I haven't started any seeds the last couple years, but when I was doing it, it was... I usually start thinking about getting them in the mail and everything around St. Patrick's Day, and depending on which plants they were, starting to get started on getting some of them going. But all right, well, good luck with that, and thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you and John there later. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2NZ, hi, Jeff.
KA2ZNZ, Jack, good evening, what's up?
Well, nothing too special, I guess. The temperature's not up, that's for sure. It's going down rapidly. And I had some work to do in the garage today, so I took care of that. I didn't spend too much time outside. But other than that, not too much going on. Just say 7-3s to everyone. Back to you.
Alright, well, hopefully it's not not too cold up there, and you guys stay warm, and we'll catch up with you later. Alright, Jack, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Alright, well, for myself, it's been a work day today, getting a lot done, and it's a nice, I got my brother up here. He's been up since Thursday. He's been enjoying the winter wonderland there with a snowmobile and having a great old time. The trails are really nice right now, so everybody seems to be really having a good time. And over the weekend there, they had the poker run and all that, and it seemed like there were a lot of people out when they were having a banner year. So that's about it. I'm almost done here working, and got to get tomorrow and start over. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency right away, which you use. I'd like to thank Ray, Dan, Pete, John, Kathy, and Jack for checking in tonight. And say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can operate.
This is N2WBX, good evening, Jack.
This is WA2U with info.
Okay, very good. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. WA2U, good evening, John. Thank you both for taking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Any other stations for action tonight? Okay, very good. Thank you both for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, as always. 7-3 is low. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000, stay warm.
Yeah, WATU, I had info. You might have not heard me check.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with your info.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're aware. I probably could have put it in a message form, actually, but I know when you're checking the satellites, I don't know if you keep track, but 3-3 doesn't seem to be, you weren't on 3-3, so I don't have your way of telling you were on the 1-5, the 145.15, but not 3-3, so whoever's keeping track, just thought you might be interested, WATU.
Yeah, I've been checking it every night, and 3-3 has been working. It's a delayed. It's delayed almost the whole word. It's kind of interesting to look double, you know, and then you're on key and you hear the end of what you just said. 3-3. But tonight the 3-3 is not on, so I did spot that.
Okay, it comes up here, but I was listening for you. Okay, I know you got to run off to, I guess, 2-4. All right, that's you and Carol, WATU.
Take care. Thanks, John. KA2, that is it.